How to buy crypto gems.
This is the only way to make it big in crypto.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be discussing everything you need to know about how to buy crypto gems.
If you don't know how to buy and do it quickly, you're going to lose out. Like, it's as simple as that.
Yep.
If you can't figure out when you see a ticker and it's a good one and you've done a quick, you know, done your 10 minutes of due diligence and you want to buy it and you can't figure it out, well, guess what? You're too late.
Man, things happen in crypto fast.
Yeah.
A day in crypto is like a month in real life.
It is.
Sometimes we talk about some of the projects we've discussed, and we're like, oh, I can't believe it. That was only 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And you think about all the things that have happened in crypto. It's so fast. And that's why this episode is super important, one you need to watch, because from the moment you see someone talking about a project on social media to when you figure out, is it real? Is it a scam? What blockchain is it on? What problem are they solving? What's the contract address? Where do I get it? You got to be like,
yeah, you got to be fucking fast.
So we're going to give you the guide you need to identify projects, find them, figure out if they're real, and then we'll tell you exactly the best places you can get them so that you can make the crypto gains. And even though we're saying how to buy, what to buy, this isn't financial advice. We're just sharing our advice. This is what we personally do. So, you know, you can take it or leave it, do your own research.
Yeah. So you hear a ticker, you see a ticker. What's the first thing you do?
All right, so let's say I found out about it on social media, on X or Discord or YouTube. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look for the project's other socials. If I found it on YouTube, I'm going to go to their Twitter.
Right.
Then I'm
going
to go to...
But how do you know you're not going to the fake Twitter?
Well...
So firstly, I would jump into CoinMarketCap because typically that is tied...
CoinMarketCap, good.
Typically that is tied to... Because a lot of people might do that. They'll go to... I found the ticker. They go on Twitter, look it up, and then it's the fake one. Like the fake Axon.
They click something.
The fake Axon down, and then the wallet's drained.
Scanned right away.
I tend to find like going to CoinMarketCap first because it'll be the official links that are tied to it.
For sure.
Click on that link, and then that'll bring you to the official Twitter.
I like it. So you're in the Twitter now. Then from the official Twitter, once you've verified it's the official one, start scrolling through it. Only use the official Twitter's link to their official Discord or Telegram.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the ways that people get scammed is they go into fake Telegrams or fake Discords and they look real. They've got all these bots chatting about all kinds of stuff. And then, oh, all of a sudden there's an airdrop.
Yeah.
Click it. Boom.
Yeah.
Scammed.
Yeah. So be careful there. And if it's a newly launched project, for example, Axon DAO wasn't on CoinMarketCap right away. So you have to make an application, get it approved by CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap. So if it's not on CoinMarketCap, check CoinGecko. If it's not there, then you can go to something like Dex Screener or Dex Tools, type in the ticker or the name. And again, you'll have the contract there and the official link to the Twitter account there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, go to the website as well of a project. One thing I like to do now more than ever, because, you know, the crypto bull run is here. We're seeing 1,000 new projects a day. If you find out about a project, I'm checking two things right away. When was the Twitter made? You know, if it's made 2 weeks ago, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
No, it's not 100%. Okay, there are new projects. I understand that are legit. But check, you know, the Twitter right at the top. Twitter joined March 2024. Okay, well, they said they've been building this for years. Why did they just join? Then you can go and take the domain name and go to one of these, just Google domain name age checker. Put the domain name. It'll tell you when the domain name was registered. So if this project comes out and it says it's quote unquote building on BitTensor, the domain name was registered 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
Yeah. So it's just very simple checks you can do. So once you identified that maybe the Twitter account started back in 2020 and the website is legit and it, you know, you've checked the domain and it's fine, it's been around for a while, then you go back to CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko or DexTools, wherever you found the actual project. That's where you can get the contract address. The right. official contract address will be there. But then you need to know which chain is it on or where can you get it.
Yeah.
That's when you need to use the markets tab on CoinMarketCap. That'll help you identify which chain it's on or where you can get it.
For sure. That's one of the most common questions that we get in all of our comment section in our Discord. It's how to buy, where to buy. This isn't on Coinbase. This isn't on Binance. Yeah, like we understand, but this is the way for you to find that out yourself. So as Josh said, you know, go to CoinMarketCap, go to the markets. It'll show you, first of all, which blockchain it's on.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the projects we're discussing are on the Ethereum blockchain. So if you wanted, hypothetically, you wanted to buy this token, let's call it X. Don't buy token X. hypothetical situation. Yeah. find the contract address official on one of those apps you just mentioned. And then this is where it gets a little complicated, right? Because every blockchain has their own decentralized exchange.
Yeah.
So if it's Ethereum, it's going to be Uniswap. If it's Binance Smart Chain, it's going to be PancakeSwap. If it's Avalanche, Trader Joe.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. If it's Solana, it's Radium or Jupiter or there's DEX is coming out every day. This is where I think where a lot of people mess up because they're like, oh, I put the contract address in Uniswap. It's not there. It's on Binance Smart Chain.
Yeah, it's because it's an Avalanche chain or something. But that's why you just check. You go on the CoinMarketCap, it's right there. I'll show you which blockchains is it on. Mm-hmm. You can literally see the contract address. You click that, and it'll pop. Maybe it's on multiple chains.
Yep.
You can get it on Polygon, Binance, or Ethereum. Mm-hmm. But then you got to use the corresponding DEX for that contract address and for that chain.
For sure. So there's two kind of easier solutions that can kind of get rid of all this confusion because we went through a few steps there pretty quick. To us, it's easy. I understand there's not a lot of new people coming into crypto that can get confusing. So there's two things that we do that you can possibly check out that could make your life a little easier in crypto. And as we mentioned at the top of the episode, it's all about moving fast, right?
Yeah.
So the first one is find a centralized exchange that has not just the top coins. You want a centralized exchange that has early stage crypto gems. That's why it's one of, you know, we're officially partnered with BitGet. We could have officially partnered with any of the top centralized exchanges.
Yeah.
The reason we're partnered with BitGet is because they list projects early that are legit before they pump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do you want to get into a coin when it's listed on Binance or Coinbase? It's too late.
A lot of the times it is, unless you're in on the pre-sale. But you know, that's a pretty rare opportunity. But what we liked about BitGet is the fact that they had BitTensor Tau available before anybody else. You know, they've had a lot of a ride chain on there before they're listed anywhere else. A lot of these like really good AI plays, really good solid projects, the securities there, they've properly KYC'd, they've done everything properly.
Yep.
It's an exchange where I do a lot of when I'm trading a lot of larger caps, but also trying to snipe some quick entries with some lower caps, like Hello or iChain or Tau when it was sitting at like a $200 million market cap.
For sure, yeah. So if you want to check out BitGet, you can check out our exclusive referral link in the description of the episode, which will get you're going to save money on trading fees, you're going to get an exclusive deposit bonus, all kinds of stuff, so you can check that out. So the second thing that we use, now going back to the different blockchains, the different decentralized exchanges, you know, it can be a lot to have all these different tabs open. You're on Trader Joe, oh, it's wrong one. But there is a platform that takes every single blockchain and brings them all into one. It's like a DEX aggregator. And not only is it multi-chain, but it's cross-chain. This is where it's really cool because you can swap an asset on Ethereum, for example, an asset on Avalanche or Solana. And it's called Rocket Exchange. So RocketX, we've talked about this a little bit before. The token is RVF, but this is basically your one-stop shop where you can basically how to buy any crypto gem.
Yeah, and there's also an added feature that I believe they've rolled out or are rolling out, and that's the walletless swap. So that's going to be the safest possible security way of swapping tokens you'll ever see because you don't actually have to connect your wallet to it.
Right.
You're copying a contract address. It's sending it to the RVF. It's doing the swap for you, and then you copy and send that back to you.
It's a really cool platform.
It's really cool. But to the beginning of the episode where we talked about which chain is it on? And then, you know, you need MetaMask doesn't even support Solana.
Yep.
So you need a completely separate wallet other than MetaMask. You need a Phantom wallet. Mm-hmm. So that gets because so fucking confusing. Or you hop on Rocket Exchange. On the left-hand side of the exchange, you'll be able to see all the different chains. You can just click Ethereum. Mm-hmm. Search for the token there. Click Solana. Search for the token there. Boom. And then let's say you want to, for some reason, you have some Ethereum tokens, but then you want to start buying some stuff on Solana. Just fucking send it across. Simple.
Yeah.
How else are you going to do it? You got to use some fucking shoddy bridge where all the hacks occur.
Yeah, for sure. The bridges are shady. One of the questions we get a lot is how to buy BitTensor Tau as well. Now, I know Rocket Exchange is they have Tau on there.
Yeah.
There were some issues, not on Rocket Exchange, just in crypto in general, where centralized exchanges were not letting people withdraw Tau.
Yeah.
They're solved now.
Oh, are they?
I had some Tau on BitGet that I purchased whatever ago, and I was able to withdraw it to my staking address.
Yeah.
So it's probably fixed on Rocket Exchange as well.
Right.
So if you're wondering, you know, some people can't use BitGet because you're in a different country or whatever for KYC. If you're wondering where to get BitTensor Tau, well, guess what? Rocket Exchange offers BitTensor Tau. And you can buy it from different chains. So, and you know, obviously, you know, you think about everything we just said, Rocket Exchange seems to be the easiest way where you can snipe early crypto gems fast. And then when you look at it from the token perspective, like RVF, look at all the DEX tokens. We have, all right, Uniswap, the market cap is like 8 to 10 billion. PancakeSwap, over a billion. SushiSwap, 400 million. Rocket Exchange, 50 million.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking, okay, we're at the start of a crypto bull run here where a lot of new investors are going to be coming in, potentially looking at this easy solution about how to buy crypto gems, well, a lot of eyes could be going on Rocket Exchange and obviously not financial advice, but their market cap is a lot smaller than all the other quote-unquote better DEXs. So
yeah, they got buy back and burn, I think, so it makes that token deflationary. I think mm-hmm. they're going to try to get the circulating supply down to like 21 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Especially when KuCoin having their difficulties lately.
Mm.
You know?
That was one of the ones where it's like they had some smaller cap gems on there.
Yeah. But now that it's like, you know, we personally use BitGet, but not all centralized exchanges. You know, Binance US went through their issues, FTX. So people might be a bit like weary of these centralized exchanges.
Yeah.
RocketX is, you know, one of those easy to access everything one time. It's good for beginners. It's good for experienced traders as well.
Especially for like a lot of our audience, I understand, is from America. They live in the United States. So, you know, there's many of these exchanges you can't use in America.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to use Coinbase, which is not the best exchange in terms of the fees they charge you are crazy, you know, decentralized exchanges can be a good option. So if you're in America, you're watching the show, check out RocketX. We'll leave a link to RocketX in the description of this episode as well. As we mentioned, you got to be quick in crypto. There's a lot of research that needs to be done within minutes or you miss out. But hopefully with this episode, you can learn how to do your due diligence. And we answered your question of how to buy and where to buy.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.